Glossary. Acciaccatura, Italian for crushing in. This is a type of grace note, a decoration applied to a melody, which has almost no duration. An accidental is a sharp or a flat. An alien note is a way of metaphorically describing chromatic notes, like the flat 2, flat 3, flat 5, flat 6, and flat 7 of a major scale, and the flat 2, sharp 3, flat 5, flat 7, flat 2, sharp 3, flat 5, flat 6, and natural 7 of the minor scale. Appoggiatura is from the Italian to lean. It's another type of grace note. The appoggiatura normally steals half the time value from the note to which it applies. Arpeggio in melodic terms, an arpeggio is the notes of a chord sung one after the other. They're all inside notes. A melody with lots of arpeggios reinforces the harmony. The instrumentation could be thinned out and yet the harmony would still be heard. Asymmetry, the opposite of something that's symmetrical and regular in form. In songwriting, the principle of asymmetry is important because it prevents too much regularity, which can become boring and predictable. Asymmetry adds a touch of unpredictability to the length of a phrase or song sections or time signatures or number of repeats, etc. Augmentation is where the note values of a melodic idea are increased so that the melody keeps its pitches and overall contour but takes longer to sing. The chosen proportion increase in time is applied equally to all the notes. The simplest form of augmentation is just to double the length of every note. A bar is a measure. Bar sharing is a bar in which there's more than one chord. The blue note is the flatted third, fifth, or seventh of a major scale, as heard in the blues. It's used to generate blues-sounding melodies and depends on the musical context. Not all lowered sevenths are blue notes. A blue chord is another name for the flat three or flat seven chord in the major key. BPM is beats per minute. Breather bar, a bar in which no melody is sung, usually at the end of a phrase or lyric line, and it allows the listener to pause before the next significant musical event. Breather bars sometimes naturally lead to asymmetry because the song section becomes 4 plus 1 or 8 plus 1 or 12 plus 1 bars. A bridge is also known as the middle 8 and is the third important section of a song after the verse and chorus. It's usually placed after the second chorus to satisfy the aesthetic need for fresh material at this point to keep the listener's interest level. It may open up new territory in their music, in the music, or in the lyric. Cadence is a chord change that marks the end of a phrase, usually involving a 1 and/or 5 chord. Traditional harmony recognizes 4 cadences. The perfect cadence, which is 5 to 1, perfect cadence, which is 5 to 1, the imperfect cadence, which is 1 to 5, the plagal cadence, which is 4 to 1, also known as the Amen cadence because of its use at the end of medieval hymns, and the interrupted cadence, which is the 5 to 6. Of these, the perfect cadence is the most significant for songwriting, and it's commonly used to change key to end song. A melody can be shaped to bring out the cadence. Chorus is a section of a song that's most memorable, the hook. Chorus is often has the title in its lyric too, the catchiest melodic idea. Chromatic. Chromatic is a note that usually doesn't belong in the home key. When added to a melody, chromatic notes add a touch of sophistication and ambiguity and can express darker emotions. Classical minor key. This is the minor key constructed from harmonic minor scale. A harmonic minor, for example, is A, B, C, D, E, F, G sharp, in which the 5 chord has a major third, the G sharp, over the 5 chord in A minor is E. The E is the 5 chord in A minor, and its major third is G sharp. The harmonic minor has implications for melody because the leap from the flat 6 to the natural 7 can be awkward to sing. Coda is the last section of the music. Common tone is a note that's common to two adjacent chords in a progression. So if you have F and C, then the note C is the fifth of the F chord and the root of the C chord, so it's a common tone to the two keys. Composite harmony. In melodic terms, this is a chord whose notes are split between the instrumentation and the singer. If the harmony instruments play the chord of an A minor and the singer sings F, the composite harmony is F major 7 because the total notes heard are F, A, C, and E, which spells F major 7. Compound interval, an interval greater than an octave, described by intervals that occur within one octave. So a major third is two notes. A compound major third is two notes plus an octave, which could also be called a tenth. So regular major third is two tones up from the root. A compound major third is the interval of a tenth, which is a major third an octave above the root. Contrary motion, passages in which musical lines move up as another moves down, or vice versa. Counter melody, a second melodic line adding interest to the main melody. Crotchet is another way of saying quarter note in England. Curtailed phrase slash form. This is any song section in which the phrase that's expected by tradition to have a certain length is unexpectedly shorter, like an 11-bar blues, for example. Degree means a certain degree of a scale, like the first, second, or third. Descending bass is a songwriting device in which the song's chords are built off a descending sequence in the bass. The harmony is made subservient to that bass line, or can even be static, meaning the same chord while the bass line descends. A melody can be written to move downward with the bass, either on the same notes or the third or sixth above, or can be constructed to move in the opposite direction. A diminished chord is a chord made up of two intervals of a minor third. For example, C, E flat, and G flat. So C to E flat is a minor third, and E to flat to G flat is a minor third. It occurs naturally as the 7 chord in the major key. If another minor third is added, then you get a diminished 7th chord. Diminution. Diminution is the opposite melodic technique to augmentation. The note values of a melodic phrase are reduced evenly, so the same phrase is sung in a shorter passage of time. An example would be a two-bar melody in quarter notes becoming a one-bar melody in eighth notes. The technique creates a feeling of urgency and drama because it means a key lyric phrase is sung more insistently. Disjunct motion. Moving in big leaps rather than by small steps. Dominant is the fifth degree of the scale, the chord built on the fifth degree. Dominant crescendo, a melodic device in which the music gets louder while remaining on the 5 chord. The melody rises by a series of held notes up a dominant 7. Classic example is the Beatles' Twist and Shout and David Bowie's Modern Love. Dot is placed after a note to increase the value by 50%. Duplet is compound time equivalent of a triplet in simple time. In other words, two notes sung in time that is normally taken to sing 3. Enharmonic means same pitch, different name. So A sharp and B flat are enharmonic equivalents. Extended chord is a chord with more than 3 notes in it, like a 7th, 6th, or 9th, etc. So they have like a 9th chord would have 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. That has 5 notes. False rise, a melodic line that rises to end on an unexpected note. The cadence F to G7 with the melody notes A and B might lead us to expect a C chord and the note C. And if the note C were sung, but the chord became A minor, where the note C is not the root, or even some unlikely chord like D flat, where now the C is the major 7, The result is a false rise. Grace note, a note added to a melody as an expressive ornamentation. Classic grace notes include acciaccatura or appoggiatura or the trill. Harmonic function identity. This is the role a melody note plays over the chords in a major or minor key. The pitch identity of the note stays the same regardless of what harmonic function is in any context. What that means is, if you have, let's say, a C note over a C chord, that's the root. And then if you switch to A minor, now this harmonic function of that C note is a minor third. If you switch to an A flat major chord, now the harmonic function of that C note is a major third. And it makes the quality of the C note, the same note, sound very different because of its harmonic function within the chord. Horizontal melody is one that doesn't change much in pitch. It's intentionally or otherwise linear. An inversion is a method for getting more mileage from a melodic idea. It means turning the melodic interval upside down. If a melody leaps up by a fifth, to invert it is to make it go down a fifth. Inversion flips a melody upside down around a note that serves as a fixed pitch reference point.